Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. Jeff Loggeman joins us from the film room today, where, Jeff, you did take a good look at what Allen Robinson accomplished yesterday and broke it down to see that it is about execution and technique that can really make the difference.
It certainly is, and it's been fun watching Allen grow from last year all the way through this year. You got to see the progress from making the catch, then all of a sudden making his catch, keeping his feet, and then all of a sudden now making the catch, keeping his feet, and getting yards after catch. And it's getting better every time, and it certainly shows this past week against Tennessee. At the bottom of the screen, Allen Robinson is attempting to have a double move on Cody Sensabaugh. But Cody Sensabaugh has an over-the-top safety, and Blake Bortles knows it. But he doesn't care, because this is a 50-50 proposition with the safety Griffin and his big-time receiver Allen Robinson, and throws it anyway, and he makes the play. Now let's go back, all the way back to the beginning, because Jeremy Parnell is the key in this. He gets just enough of the defensive lineman to allow Blake Bortles a clean release and a completion down the field of plus 40 yards. In the red zone, cover zero. The windows are small, so you have to create separation quickly, and the quarterback has to deliver. Watch Allen Robinson with this move. What he does is turn the hips of the defensive back, Paris Cox, just enough to allow Blake Bortles to squeeze that ball in there. Without this move, there is no separation, and there is no window that's even open. Nice move by Allen Robinson on the touchdown. You know, you go back to that first play to where the safety's playing over the top. Blake Bortles has absolutely no business throwing that ball, but he trusts Allen Robinson in what I used to call a 50-50 ball. Now I'm calling them 75-25 ball, Sam, because A-Rob is catching them all.
That's right, and that's what the quarterback thinks. Hey, my guy's got a 75% chance of catching that ball. That'd be just fine. You know, when you set a guy up like you did, and we saw there on your third touchdown catch, you make that one last move. Are you watching his feet, or are you trying to make the move and just make him react?
I kind of felt how he was kind of opening to the corner, you know. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt him have his feet a little bit awkward as far as, you know, me just trying to sell a move to the corner and then cross his face, you know, just trying to put him in a tough position.
When you come to the line of scrimmage, I don't think a lot of people recognize that you and Blake Bortles have to be on the same page, because he has to recognize what the defense is doing overall, and both of you have to recognize literally the technique the guy is playing in front of you. Inside, head up, zone, outside technique. It's all those things that are kind of going through everybody's head at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, for us, you know, that's why we really like to, I mean, as far as going through the week, you know, really try to hone in on those things, you know, because, I mean, you only get a couple looks at them, you know, during the week, you know. So, I mean, sometimes it can be tough, you know, but we got to just trust our coach and trust our technique and things like that.
We'll take